Good on you, Gary. I got the yellow and black socks on. What an awesome day, amen. Beautiful sunny day and wonderful time of the year. As we know, spring signifies great growth, amen. And so in the things of God, I'm sure we're all looking forward to great growth here and in other places. And Elder Gary just mentioned about Tagging City opening day. I believe, and I just would like you and join our hearts and spirits to today, that we just believe that this is going to be a really significant time in Tagging City for that church there. Amen? So I'm believing that God's going to do, that there's going to be a real bursting forth, you know. The buds will open and flower will spring forth, you know. People will just come to know the Lord Jesus in a wonderful way. And so I'm believing that. But as we know, spring is a wonderful time, but with spring growth comes the challenges. What's the challenge with all the spring growth?
Weeds.
Weeds, yes. And as we know, Jesus spoke about the weeds and the tares and the thistles and all that sort of thing. But it's just a constant battle, isn't it? Just to keep ahead of the weeds in the garden. And I was trying to be a little bit smart this year, and I thought I'll get in early and with the moisture there and I'll sow a few things, and I put some beans in and not one bean come up because it was too cold. You know, it's like the things of God. We've got to do things in season, amen? And that's why God shows us all these things. But, you know, it's just another instance how we can't run ahead of God and the way God has given us, so, you know, four wonderful seasons of the year where, you know, we do things and if we do them in order, you know, fruit will come. But so I have to re-sow again. But thankfully the other things are grown, and as I said, the challenges of the weeds are always there. But that's what I want to speak about this morning, about the challenge. And in life, as we know, you've heard me say this before, that, you know, challenges, we face challenges every day, don't we? Amen? Things come our way, but no matter how big or how small, you know, it seems to be that there's always something that will get in our way to impede our walk and progress in the things of God. And I'm sure many of you people have experienced that. You know, we go flat out, we try our best, we try to do everything right, and yet there's always something. We get a knock, something comes up against us, just the enemy's plan, you know, to dismay us, make us be dismayed or dissuaded or whatever. But things do come our way, and that's the challenge we face in the things of God. You know, that we can get on our bike, so to speak, and we can stand up, we can walk with our head held high and say, I am a man of God, I am a woman of God, I am a child of God, and no matter what, I can keep walking ahead, I can keep looking ahead, because the Spirit of the God is on me. Amen? So that there, but these challenges, you know, as they come, they affect us in different ways, and we all may react in many different ways. But some ways may be positive, some and helpful, positive and helpful. Some ways may be negative and harmful, and I'm sure you've experienced that. But in amongst this, you know, so some of us, when things come against us, we tap into the things of God straight away. And while others, you know, we may go it alone and just try to work it out in our own strength. And as we know, that always doesn't go too well with us, does it? Because we've got to do things in God's strength, because as we know, you've heard it before, you know, all things are possible with God. And, you know, in our own strength, you know, we're weak, aren't we? But with God in our lives, with God's hand upon us, urging us to go ahead, you know, we can be great overcomers in the things of God. But whatever, however, whenever. You know, when challenging times come before us, our response will determine the outcome. Amen? Our response will determine the outcome, whatever that may be. And a godly, will it be a godly reaction or a worldly reaction? If we're looking for God for guidance and help, then you've more than succeeded in overcoming what's come upon you. And we know in God's powerful word where he says, yea, I will help you. And many times we seem to forget that, you know, that God's always with us. And he says, yea, I will help you. And in Psalm 46 says, it says there, I am your very present help in the time of trouble. And that's when we probably lean upon God most. It's like a lot of things, you know, when everything's going good, you know, things are bright and dandy, you know, we sometimes just don't bring God into the equation. We leave God out of the picture. And as I said, we try and do it at our own strength, but we need the hand of God upon us just to guide us and show us his ways. But as the scripture says, God is our refuge and our strength and our ever-present help in time of trouble. And so as we look to the scripture to help us, to encourage us, to look for God, for his hand upon our lives and to be with us every way, he is always there with us. So today I want to encourage us all, you know, that no challenge is too big or no challenge is too small for our God. Amen. Our God is an amazing God, and if we're prepared to seek his presence and enter in the things of God, anything is possible. Amen? Again, you know, like I just said, we've heard it many times, you know, nothing is impossible for our God. Amen? And so let us claim that promise, stand on that promise, look for it to be possible, for it to happen in our lives, because all God wants is for us just to enter in, to be in a place where his presence will determine that place that he wants us to be. And that's a place where we will listen and hear and how he will bring help to you. And again, you know, when challenges come upon us, this is how and when we need to dig deeper and deeper into the things of God. And as we've heard right throughout the year with our theme for the year, Pastor Chris has mentioned it so many times. It was an awesome message last Sunday. I'm sure you would agree that was a powerful message last Sunday. Pastor spoke about there, just encourage us again, you know, about just digging deeper and deeper into the things of God. You know, if we want God to work in our life, well, we've got to work for God and press into the things that he has for us. But as in our own lives and right through the early biblical times, you know, God's people have always experienced many challenges, and we've seen how God has been in an done amazing, awesome, inspiring things along the way. And as we've seen, you know, if God's people were prepared to call upon his name, to call upon the Lord, then the Lord was prepared to listen and to answer them. Amen. And if we're prepared to reach out to God, he will reach back to us. He will touch us and strengthen us along the way. And so what we've seen in those times, God's people, they entered into his presence. And that's how it has to be for us. You know, we just can't stand back and look and help and wonder. We've got to enter into the things of God. We've got to get into his presence. We've got to dig deeper there. We've got to have deeper dedication. We have to dig deeper, have that deeper desire just to press into the things of God and to know that, you know, everything will work together for good because you love the Lord. Amen? Again, so we just look forward to the mighty hand of God to help us. You know, they had that expectation, and we need to have that same expectation that God, when they called upon his name, that expectation would be fulfilled. In other words, prayer would be answered. And as we come before God and put our prayers and bring our prayers and petitions before him, he will answer our prayer. God will meet that need. Amen? And so we have that expectancy and hope. And but in the book of Joshua, chapter 3, verse 5, as it comes up there, what did Joshua ask the people to do? Concentrate yourselves, it says there. Another version I had, it says, sanctify yourselves. In other words, what it's saying to us is get ready for tomorrow, today, there. We will see the Lord do amazing things amongst us. And that's been the case. We heard testimony this morning from the kids, you know. It's really encouraging the way the little ones can speak out the Spirit of God within them. And so it is for us. But here, Joshua was saying, get ready, get yourselves prepared, get in a place where you will see what the Lord will do. And that's the place that we need to be, in God's presence. And we can only be in his presence if we are prepared to enter in and to look to him and see what he will do. And as we know, you know, God can still work wonders and miracles today. Amen? So as we've heard over the last few weeks, people have been, some wonderful testimonies have been brought forth, and we've just heard, you know, what God will do, what God can do, as we just hand and lay everything at his feet and just wait upon him to move in our lives, first of all, but for God to move for us. And so we see there, no, that's what we always have to do. We have to be preparing ourselves, getting ready, like the scripture says, get into that place where God wants us to be, and to face the challenges of that life that come upon us. Just want to say to us today, you know, don't let your hopes be hopes and expectations be dashed just because, you know, we haven't allowed that time, spent that time before God, bring our prayers and petitions before him, happen a time of prayer and worship, looking to him when the challenges of life get thrown upon us. They're the times we have to push in, amen? We have to push in extra hard sometimes to overcome the enemy's presence, or he's trying to get a foothold in your door and to knock you off your feet. But so what I'm saying is, you know, don't miss out on the very thing God has purposed for you. God has a plan and purpose for every one of us. Some of them have been fulfilled. God is still working on others, and some of you are still waiting and you're just looking to see what God's going to do and what he has for you. But don't be dismayed or put off. Keep pressing in and looking to God for what he's going to do in your life. As the scripture says there, concentrate yourself. Get ourselves ready for tomorrow. The Lord will do amazing things. And today for us, God will do amazing things in our midst. Amen? So today, God means for every one of us to live a life filled with joy. We don't want to be just getting around, not experience the joy of the Lord, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. And we have to walk in that strength. We have to testify in that strength. We have to minister in that strength. We have to help others in that strength and continue to look beyond our own heart's desires. And as we go out that door every day, this is what we need to have in our hearts, that, you know, we're going to reach out with the presence of God and with us, because, as I said, God wants the best for every one of us there God doesn't want us to miss out. I don't want to miss out. I don't want you people to miss any out on anything that God has for you. And as I said, you know, that God means for you to live your life filled with joy. As the scripture tells us in Isaiah 61, verse 3. And it speaks here about the good news of salvation, and the words of the Lord. But as we know, Jesus also spoke these words. It's all up there for you there, but I'll read it again. And it's just a powerful passage of scripture here again. There. Okay, it's in Isaiah 61. It's speaking here about the good news for the oppressed. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, and the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon you all. I encourage you with that today. For the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor, and that's the message again for every one of us. The Lord has the Spirit of the Lord is upon you, and he has anointed each one of us because we have the Spirit of God within us. Amen. Jesus Christ has touched your life, and as the Lord got up and spoke these words in the New Testament, it's here for us again, that it would come forth in New Testament times. But it goes on to say, he has sent me to comfort the brokenhearted and to proclaim the captives that will be released and the prisoners will be freed. He has sent me to tell those who mourn that the time of the Lord's favour has come. Do you believe that? Believe that today, you know, the Lord's favour is upon us. His hand of blessing is upon you and me. Amen. So, well, I believe that, and it's amazing, you know, to see the little blessings, you know, in amongst the other good things that, you know, God can do in our lives and the things that come our way. And the time of the Lord's favour has come, and with it the day of the Lord God's anger against the enemies to all who mourn in Israel. It says here, he will give them a crown of beauty for ashes, joyous blessing instead of mourning, festive praise instead of despair, and their righteousness, in their righteousness, they will be like great oaks, for the Lord has planted for his own glory and display of his splendour, as it says there. You know, they're really encouraging words, and, you know, we just have to take hold of that, you know, to believe that, as it says there, to replace the spirit of heaviness. Let us walk in the joy of the Lord, amen, and to thank God every day for what God has done. And we have that hope as we look forward to what he's going to do in the future. You know, God's got amazing things stored up for us that none of us know yet anything about. And God, we just need to wait for that to happen. And that's the scripture there. Now, the good news of salvation, to replace a spirit of heaviness with a garment of praise, to override any challenges or distractions that come into our lives. And again, don't let us be weighed down by these things. And we just need to to let the evidence of Jesus Christ reign and rule in our lives, and to see, you know, God be glorified. Let the Lord be glorified in our midst as we bring our praise, our worship in your personal times, and to just glorifying the Lord, because God, as we exalt God, so he will lift us up again. So bless the Lord for that. But I think the key there is, you know, it's about reign in me, sovereign Lord, reign in me. It's one of the old choruses we used to sing some time back, but it's a great chorus about, you know, reign in me, Lord. You know, we don't want the things of the world to drag us down, and disappointments and things. Reign in me, sovereign Lord, reign in me. And so we move on in the things of God, but it's all about if we are prepared to enter in. As that scripture said about being prepared, getting ourselves ready, getting in that place where God wants us to be, entering into the things that God wants us to do. And that's just entering in, getting yourselves in that place. That's just one awesome challenge that we are already being prepared for, because God's brought us this far, amen? And he's going to take us to the rest of the journey along the way. And I just believe, you know, as we take up the challenge, you know, the disciples, good, Jesus called them, they just took up that challenge straight away. They dropped the nets and followed him. And away they went. And as we know, we are where we are today because of the disciples' great faith and in following Jesus. And I think that's something, you know, that we all have to do. We follow that example of the early disciples right from that very point of time, you know, when we accepted the invitation of Jesus. That, you know, the challenge there was for us to abide in him and in his presence, amen? And to grasp hold of the things of God. Well, the invitation or encouragement was then to walk in his ways, to walk in his ways and to be a follower or a disciple of his and enjoy this newfound freedom and be blessed, you know, to be blessed. I think it's a great thing. It's a beautiful word, blessed. And, you know, we just get blessed so many times. I don't know about you, but I'm amazed at times that people, the little things they do that means are so big, you know, in the way they're delivered and given. And it's just a joy to receive blessing. It's a joy to be blessed. And it's a joy to bless others. As we bless God, so he will bless you. Amen. And again, there, but and to be blessed and walk in a continued state and favour and blessedness. Favour and blessedness. I love the word favour. I believe it. That we're in a time, excuse me, where God just wants to bless us. To bless us so much, you know, and, you know, we have every opportunity, you know, we can just bless someone by saying, hello, how are you? How are you going? You know, you meet people in the shopping centre and you say, sort of nod your head or say hello, they sort of take a step back wondering what you're on about. It's something I try to do, you know. You'll see people walking along and they look lost or they're having a coffee or something and they're just there on their own and looking around at people and probably in their hearts deep down wishing they had someone alongside them. So we don't know what a word can do. It's just a simple word of saying, hello, how are you? You know, we have to be outgoing in that way because you never know what that conversation will lead to. I'm sure you've experienced that. Many of you experienced that. If we're prepared to speak, the Spirit will give us utterance. Amen. But I feel in all the challenges God's put before us, you know, God will always go before us and prepare and open the way for us. That's his promise when he says, yea, I will be with you. And I'm sure many of you people have experienced that. You know, you've had situations, things come up, things you want to do, but God has been there. He's made the way open. He's given you words to speak. He's put a calmness in your spirit, and he's been with you because of his word, as he says, yea, I will help you. I will be with you. I will be with you. My help is very present. I'm always with you. He will make a way. He will open doors, and he will prepare the way. And that was the promise to Moses and the Israelites. And the same promise still applies to us today. Yea, I will be with you. Yeah. And again, I encourage you with that this morning. Know that that's the promise of God, how he will always be with us. He will open the doors. He will prepare the way for us. He will be with us and help us in every step of the journey. And as with the Israelites, you know, if we look back to their times, you know, God gave the Israelites every help and opportunity to do things his way. He was always with them. And it's as simple a command that all God says, go into the promised land. That's all he asked from, nothing else. And yet what happened? As we've seen, you know, there, that God gave them every opportunity, a simple command to go into the promised land. And as we've seen, it's God led them out, took them on their journey that they wanted to take anyway. But here we see Moses at Mount Sinai. You know, there God set everything in order for them. He laid it all out before them. And we see there that how Moses, as he went there, climbed up the mountain to meet with God. And but there God spoke to Moses in a powerful way. And what God spoke to Moses, he gave them the law. They received the tabernacle. They received the priesthood. And God said, this is the way I want you to live. The two simple things there, go into the promised land. And he also said there, this is the way I want you to live. And of course, they didn't live God's way. But God, thankfully, God has laid it all for us. And as he did for the Israelites, the same call, the same promise, the same question is, if you will enter in. And as we've seen that, they missed out. Many died because they didn't listen. But we now have that benefit. Amen. We have the whole Word of God laid out before us, and we can use the Old Testament as an example. But we come to the New Testament where Jesus died on the cross for us, and he laid it out for us again. And the same for us, that, you know, if we were to come to him, the message was, come unto me, you who are all heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The power of the words that were spoken in Psalm 23 there, that how God will give us rest, the pace of rest. He will lead us beside still waters. And we know that water is a comforting place. And many of you, I'm sure, go to the beach and look out, or go beside a river or something, and you just see how the calmness, the water can bring calmness upon you. It quietens our heart, and makes us still and sit and look and just listen to everything around us. And that's God's promise. That's the place that God wants us to be, a place of quietness, a place of rest. He said, I'll bring you before the green pastures. He's going to bring us into an abundance of what he has for us. And so it's just again, as we look upon the scripture, and you know, we can look and look and see what the Lord has done. But again, as we look out and prepare ourselves, as we concentrate ourselves to the Lord, as we look to the Lord, He will do great things in our midst today. Amen. I have a lot more, but I think I'll leave it there this morning. But I just want to encourage us all, you know, to be in that place where God wants us to be. We sing that song, there's no place I would rather be. No place that I'd rather be in God's presence. And as we come into His presence, that's where we can enter in and we can receive everything that God has for us. Everything that He has. And He wants the best for every one of us. To live in His presence, to be calmed by the still waters, to enjoy the goodness of the green pastures, and to live a life filled with joy that only Jesus Christ can give. Amen. God bless you all. Thank you, Father, Lord God. We just thank you again for this wonderful day, Lord, that we might come together as your people. We just thank you for the joy that it gives us, Lord God. Lord, because your Spirit is upon us. And for this day, Father, Lord, let it be another day, Lord, that where we can say, it was a good day. It was a good day. And you were with us. And so as this day, Lord, leads into the next, as we come into a coming week, Father, may we be encouraged and strengthened, Lord, that we will have the strength to face another week. Lord, for anything that comes our way, any challenges that come our way, Lord, we can stand and be strong because you are with us. And we look to you, Lord Father, and we can lean upon your promises that, yea, I will be with you. Yea, I will help you. Yea, I will lead you by the hand, and I will be your very present help in the time of trouble. So this day, Father, we give you thanks. We give you all the praise and glory. And we look to you and we thank you that you gave us Jesus Christ. And we, Lord, we are so blessed. We are so blessed this day. And again this day, Lord. Lord, if there's anyone here this day that doesn't know you, anyone this day, Lord, that they haven't said, yes, I want to be a disciple of Jesus. We just ask and pray, Father, Lord, by the power of your presence, Father, Lord, you might challenge that person's heart and they will make a decision today. Today they will make a great decision. It'll be a great choice when they've said, yes, I want to be a child of God. And so, Father, we ask and pray and say, let that be this day, Lord. Let that be this day for your hand of presence upon us. We just thank you for that, God, that you love us so much, that you are always with us. And this day, we walk in victory because you died for us, for our sakes and for your glory. In Jesus' wonderful name. Amen.